Hello, Glenridge family and any other friends joining us today. It's Sandy van Vuren and I have called my devotional Holy Spirit Hunger. We have just this past Sunday celebrated Pentecost Sunday. In the light of that, I thought it would be fitting to share Acts 2 that tells us a little bit of that moment. And I'm starting at verse 16. It's what Joel the prophet spoke. He said, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below." And when we were in America most recently, some of you will know, we were away for 7 weeks and we had the opportunity to minister in different contexts. And we saw such a hunger for the work of the Holy Spirit, for words to be brought, words of prophecy, those visions, those dreams. And we take for granted in the context within which we find ourselves that that is a regular occurrence for many. However, that is not necessarily the case. I also want to go further and say that the Holy Spirit, Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete, would be left for us. I think it's Luke 24, around verse 48, 49. If I remember correctly, I'm going to encourage you to read for yourselves. But it was as Jesus explained the imperative of his leaving and the need for him to do so that the Paraclete could embolden us to do what Jesus had done and greater. Now, oftentimes we just want to tough it out. I don't know if any of you have read the book, The Little Engine That Could. It's a small engine that keeps repeating the words, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And by sheer willpower, this little engine pulls an entire train over the mountain. Now, that's a nice children's story, but the truth of the Christian life is very different. In the real world, our efforts and our determination often fall short. Only by walking in the power of the Holy Spirit can we live the kind of life, that obedient life, where we want to be called friends of Jesus, friends of God. And John 15 says very clearly, we are his friends if we obey. And I want to encourage each and every one of us, as we go into that space of quietness, we are also invited in Ephesians 6:18-22, that we are to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. There are times when we perhaps don't even know what to pray, but through groaning and uttering, we can have Jesus interceding with the Father on our behalf. But it is the Holy Spirit who is able to give expression to those words that we in our human capacity do not always know need to be uttered. So on that note, I'm going to close in prayer. And this is my prayer for each and every one of us. Lord, as we acknowledge you as our King of Kings, as we acknowledge you as that firm foundation upon which we rest, as we acknowledge you as our shepherd, our tall tower, our rock and our refuge in all times. We pray, Lord, that we will grow in our deep desire for intimacy with you and that we will feel the full extent of the anointing of the Holy Spirit on our lives so that we can live lives that exemplify what it is that you desire of us to shine into the world of which we are part. We know that in our own strength, in our own human capacity, we are curtailed. But Lord, that we can do all things through your strength, that spirit that lifted you from the dead is in us, and that we pray for increased release of the Holy Spirit over each one of us and over our respective church communities, that you may be glorified and that those around us will hunger more and more to know that intimacy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.